I'm joined by Elizabeth Pappas, Tammy McCoy. Tammy is joining me, as well as Elizabeth, to talk about the Arts Center of Burlington, also the Capitol Theater, which is going through some major changes right now, and also congratulations to Tammy, a winner of the Emmy Award.
Thank you.
At the Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. Again, you know, for how long did you have... Basically, were you the executive director of both the Arts Center and the Capitol?
About almost 3.5 years.
Okay.
It was October of 2018 that I took on the Capitol Theater. So.
But it was, did you feel like you were kind of like being stretched in two different places?
Or? I did, but it was doable because for the Capitol, we were mostly trying to get bills paid and get it back so that it was above water instead of drowning. And we're there now, and we're doing quite well. But now when we want to focus on growth, it just was not doable to keep running both places.
Now, the other thing is, it was 2 years ago, almost to this day, that kaboom, everything got shut down. Everything got shut down.
Yes, so we had just gotten our heads above water, so to speak, and then mandatory shuts down, especially for theaters. But we rallied and applied for all the grants we could, and we're sitting pretty good now and ready to start moving forward and building and creating more opportunities.
All right. Maybe not actual total normal yet, but we're getting close to it. Elizabeth, I understand you are doing your... You were supposedly taking over officially, and I guess officially you are taking over on July 1st, but you're doing the work right now, is that right?
That's right. I am in the thick of everything that goes on at the Art Center and loving it, and I think that's the best way to learn is to just... just dive right in.
The first and third Fridays of each month have been typically they've been a gallery lounge night and an art hop night, where the adults can be enjoying some entertainment and also some snacks and some drinks, and the children can be doing their thing. And everybody can get together at the end. This has worked out well. Was this something that? I guess what? How was that doing? Were you started doing that at the very beginning, Tammy?
We probably started that, close to the beginning.
Okay.
Probably more started that in maybe 2015
okay.
or 16. But it was hard to get people to know about Art Hop. Took a while for them to realize, hey, this is a really good deal here. And now we fill up every time and sometimes have waiting lists. So it's a pretty amazing thing.
So yeah. Friday Night Art Hop is, that is for, what's the ages on that?
So that's potty trained to about 5th or 6th grade.
Okay.
But it is very popular. It's something that you need to sign your kiddos up for right away. It does fill up, and most weeks I have to call my instructor and say, can we do one more kid? So definitely sign up. But it's a great way, you know, you drop your kids off, go enjoy the businesses downtown, grab some food, come to Gallery Lounge. This Friday, it's our opening for the Mark McWhorter Show.
Okay.
So that will be our opening reception for that. And Jefferson Connection will be the live music.
Roads, Trails, and Travels.
Yes.
So tell me about his art.
Yes. So he, it's very nature inspired. He has paintings, watercolors, acrylics, and also some ceramic pieces.
Okay.
So it'll be a nice, multimedium show.
And, you have, Friday Night Art Hop. The theme is,
I believe they're doing St. Patrick's Day theme. So our instructor always has a couple of fun crafts and projects for the kids. There's always a snack and a story time as well. So
okay.
Yeah, she's calling it the night before St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I love it. But yeah. Definitely it does start filling up. I would say around Wednesdays, the Wednesday before, you gotta call and snag your spot.
So basically, if you want your child to be in the Art Hop, they have to call and get a reservation.
Yeah,
you can
register online as well, but it's usually a mad dash the couple days before. So.
All right, and by the way, the Friday Night Art Hop theme on the 18th is the Magic Unicorn.
Yes.
And live music in the Gallery Lounge from Aaron Warner.
Mm-hmm.
on Tuesday, the 8th, Dabblers Monthly DIY Night for members. Dabblers. I love
yes.
that. Okay.
So this is, we've had this for, this is a longstanding class for members only, and Carla Munt puts those projects together. They're all very different every month. So, again, you can call in and sign. It is members only.
You have an event Saturdays, March 12th and through the 26th, 12 and 26th, I believe, 2 to 4 p.m., Expressions Through Collage for teens and adults. I've got a friend of mine that lives in Santa Fe and is a worldwide recognized artist in collage art.
Oh, wow.
I probably ought to tell her to come
and
do something here. But so collage is really a neat thing, because it really is taking a lot of different things, putting them all together and having it turn into something that is a third thing, right?
Yes. So this is a new class that our instructor, Jesse Tucci, is teaching. This is a great one. I would say we do have a couple more spots left, but bring a friend. It's for teens and adults, but grab your buddy and sign up. And she has a lot of old and new magazines and some fun ideas to put your own personal touch on a collage. So that's a fun class. And then you mentioned March 12th is our mini masters series.
Okay.
That's the second Tuesday or the second Saturday of each month this spring. And this every month we focus on an artist. So this month it's Yayoi Kusama, also known as the polka dot queen.
Okay.
She is a living female artist. Very iconic, very avant-garde. She's a very interesting person. And so Carla Munt has some fun projects. So you'll learn about the artist and then also do an art project inspired by her.
And you've got Thursdays, March 24th to April 7th, preschool art school for ages 2 to 5. Very young. The younger set indeed. So what do they learn at art school for 2 to 5?
So preschool art school is a class that we have pretty much all year round. And yeah, it's that, you know, your first initiation into art. So it's similar to Art Hop. The instructor always has an art project, a snack, and sometimes she does a story as well. So it's mixed media. They do a lot of painting and it's lots of different mediums. So
the only difference between that and the Art Hop is an adult does have to attend.
Got you. Okay. And Friday the 25th, painting landscapes with pastels. Jerry Sparks will be the leader of that one, right?
Jerry Sparks is a talented instructor and a very talented artist, and so she will be doing a one-day pastel landscape workshop.
And looking ahead to April, the April 2nd through the 30th, you've got Heather Beam. That will be Saturdays in April, and it's basic techniques of color mixing.
Yes, so this is an intro to acrylics class.
Okay.
So this is very technique-focused, designed for beginners wanting to get into acrylics with Heather Beam.
And grades 7 through 12 on Tuesday, the 5th of April, looking ahead, 5:30 to 6:30, mono printing. What is that?
So mono printing is a type of printmaking. It's a one-time printmaking class. With Corinne Bradbury Peoples. She's a new instructor of ours, an art student at Iowa Wesleyan, who's doing a great job, and she's has a focus in printmaking, which I'm excited to bring to our programming.
And the Snake Alley Art Fair registration, or I guess what, applications, because this is a juried event. But those have to be in by what, the 31st?
March 31st is the deadline. You can go to our website, go under events, and you'll see Snake Alley Art Fair. You can pull up the application there, our food vendor applications as well, due by March 31st. Snake Alley Art Fair on Father's Day, as always, June 19th. So make sure to get your applications in.
Do you have a specific number that you allow to be in on the art for Snake Alley?
We never have had to cut off for number reasons. We do a jury in the artists.
Right, so, to get a variety
of. We like to try and get as many as we can fit on those on that area.
All right.
And we also always do the emerging artists on the alley. So some young artists that are not professional yet, but very good, and they get to set up on the actual alley.
It really is. And it's part, it really, now last year, I believe it was it rain last year that you had?
Yes, a big storm came through and we had to shut down quick.
It lasted about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful while it lasted.
All right. Well, the Arts Center of Burlington, that's artscenterofburlington.com. You can find out all the information about what we're talking about.
Yes.
Capital Burlington Capital Theater .com is where you find out all about the Capital Theater. Tammy, a lot of renovation is going to be going on, a lot of new projects, a lot of renovation is going to be going on.
Yes. Yes, we're really excited about moving forward with our renovation plans. We're going to start off with the annex, and we've inherited an 1800s bar. We're going to create a lounge vibe in there.
Okay.
And make it really a fun place to just go hang out.
A gathering point,
yes,
is that what it
yes.
is?
And so, you know, one thing you can do if you want some input on all these fun things that we're looking forward to doing is every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m., we have what we call a theater think tank. And anyone's welcome. Come in and help us imagine all the possibilities of what the Capitol Theater can be for Burlington.
Now, you're looking at actually creating a smaller performance area. Is that right?
Yeah. We, on the second level of the annex, we will be creating a black box theater, and that is a area where we will be able to seat about 120. But the stage and seating can be moved around to suit whatever is in there. We're thinking speakeasy, comedy club, film screening, all kinds of fun things like that. I'm also thinking that, you know, we could have something going on in our larger theater that seats 360, and then at the same time maybe have something going on for kids up in the black box, or maybe something for someone else up there. So we can have more than one thing going on at the same time.
Wonderful. It's good. Now, Empower You, Arts, History, and Culture Day on Friday the 4th. What is that?
This is high school students, and actually Rachel Lynn Dean from the partnership is heading that up. And we have our Snake Alley Film Festival creator, Dad Good, will be showing a selection of festival short films for these kids. This Empower You will also be making a stop at the Arts Center the same day, so they kind of make stops around downtown for their Culture Day.
And the Arts Center will be busy on Friday and Saturday with the IF Conference, and I had a special guest join me about that. That's a nationwide streamed event, is that right?
It is, and not the Arts Center, but the Capitol Theater.
Excuse me.
What?
Yeah, we get confused here.
Wait a second.
Which one is
you
which?
Check my calendar.
Yeah, this is, I believe, their third year at the Capitol Theater,
okay.
It is very well attended, and they take care of this, and it is an outside rental that they rent to the theater to do this, but I do believe it is open to the public.
Okay, indeed, at the Capitol Theater, not the Arts Center. Pleasure Pia Hip Hop Conference, okay.
We got a concert coming for you, Friday, March 11th, with an opening performance from Tommy Campbell, who is DJ Aunt Bomb. And a Burlington resident, and we are hosted by actor and comedian Furley Mack. So that starts at the doors open at 7 p.m. and it starts at 7:45.
Okay. You've got an after-school program sponsoring movie, The Lego Movie, on Saturday the 12th.
Yes, the Pieces program always sponsors a movie the first Saturday of the month or second Saturday, depending on what's going on with us. So, yeah, we're playing The Lego Movie for them.
And the Backwoods Comedy Tour featuring Ginger Billy on Saturday the 12th, too, right?
Yeah, that's right. So doors open at 6, and the show starts at 7 for Ginger Billy.
All right. Sunday the 20th, it is Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra, their Masterworks Concert Series.
Yep, this is their second concert in the series, and we will... it's the second one featuring a formerly lost French classical work from the early 1800s tubist and visiting artist Velvet Brown. Their first tuba soloist, they will close with an amazing tour de force by Hindemith.
And Monday, March 21st, weather spotting, annual weather spotter training. I'm going to talk to Gina Harden about this. And that is free and open to the public. That is going on Monday. And we'll have more on that on the radio
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday, Elton Dan and the Rocket Band.
Yes.
This is a tribute band. This is a highly regarded tribute band featuring the music, obviously, of Elton John.
That's right. It's Friday, March 25th. Elton Dan has been here a couple times before and been very popular. And the fun thing and unique thing about this one is Friday, March 25th is Elton John's 75th birthday. So Elton Dan is doing this tribute for us on Elton John's birthday. The doors open at 6:30 and the show's at 7:30.
And you've got Saturday and Sunday, the 26th and 27th, Lori Wilson's SCC Music Students Music Program. Kids performing a musical celebration of Stephen Sondheim.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a Saturday 7 p.m. show, Sunday 3 p.m. And the SCC drama students, they're getting ready for a Midsummer Night's Dream production. That'll be going on April 8th through the 10th at the Capitol. And all of the major construction and things like that that you'll be doing at the Capitol, is that going to be interfering with any of the activities?
Not yet. Right now we are just working on a feasibility study, and then once we are complete with that, we'll start a campaign and start raising money so that we can make all of these great adjustments to the theater space and have more things to offer.
So much going on. Elizabeth Pappas, Tammy McCoy, thank you both for being with me. We'll look forward to seeing you in April, okay?
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.